back to session number 3 of our membership movement series. Listen, I am so pumped to see you. I saw Antoinette ask, hey, I don't see Stu. Is he on? Yes, I am on. We are live right now as we speak, and I'm super excited for this session because here's what we're going to do. We are going to dive in and we are going to break down how to launch, grow, and scale a highly profitable membership. And what I can tell you is that it falls into 5 key categories, and we're going to dive into them here today. And we, my friends, have got a treat and a treasure, because if you stay with us all the way to the end, we just may have another super secret segment because you are joining us live. And so I want to reward you and thank you for that. So make sure you stay till the very end because it is going to be a super secret segment that you are absolutely going to love. And I will tell you this, the super secret segment that we're going to dive into, it is going to be relevant no matter what you're selling. And so I want to encourage you to stay and locked and loaded. Look at all of you in the comments. Holy cow. Let me know where you are watching and listening from. I see a bunch of people from the UK. Shout out to my Brits. I don't know if you guys know this, but I was born in England, in Gravesend, Kent. So I've got an affinity for everybody over there. Oh, Calgary. I see Montreal. I see Oregon, Denmark, Jackson, Tennessee, New York, London, UK, Italy, Texas, Australia. Shout out to my Aussies. Portugal, well done. Atlanta, Nashville, Arizona, Boston, Northern Nevada, Germany, Vermont, Kansas, Florida. Oh my gosh, you guys are coming in from all over the world. This is amazing. Qatar, wow. Budapest, Hungary. Shout out to my Hungarians. Another Portugal, Belgium, New Jersey, Australia, Columbus, Ohio, Scotland, New Zealand, Los Angeles, Florida, Indiana, Colorado, Hawaii. Love that place. Look at you guys. Well, thank you. Great to have you, and I appreciate you participating in the comments. Look at it. I get all flushed and excited with seeing everybody in the comments. So thank you for that. Listen, I'm really, really excited for this session, but I have to give you a warning, okay? I have to give you a warning. Because right below this video, you're going to see a button that says resources. And you're going to be able to download the resource guide for this training. However, and this is the warning, I don't want you diving into it throughout today's presentation because I want you to stay locked and loaded. What I'm going to do is I'm going to focus on the 20% that's going to produce 80% of the results. So the guide expands on what we're talking about here today, but this training, I'm going to focus on the 20% that's going to produce 80% of the results. So stay locked in with me, but I'm sharing the guide with you because it is a tremendously valuable resource. That blueprint people have used to launch memberships just off the back of that. Thembi, who was over in Africa at the time, launched a membership site for virtual assistants off the back of this free resource. So I'm telling you, this training, that resource are a powerful combination. So if you haven't done so yet, download that. Also, I know a lot of you get real excited because you want my notes, you know, on the iPad. And so after the live session, within usually a few hours, I'm going to say the next day, but between us girls, it's usually within a few hours. We not only have the replay up, which you can search through, by the way. I don't know if, have you checked that out yet? Like, make sure you do that. After we finish, when the replay is up, you'll see a little search icon up in the player of the video. You can actually search inside the video. Type in a few keywords, bada bing, bada boom, you'll be brought to the moment in the video when I am talking about that very thing you just typed in. So super cool resource. If you haven't checked it out, make sure you do that. But after a couple of hours, the replay is uploaded. You can search through it. Plus my notes from the iPad are also uploaded and available too in the resources section. So, next quick announcement, we will have a Q&A again tomorrow. I've been doing these after every session. They have been jam-packed. We've had thousands of people joining us on them. And we go through a ton of questions. And so trust me, we're going to be doing that again tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, another live Q&A. I will be answering as many possible questions as I can. And of course, after this blueprint session, it is going to be an open vault. Any questions that you have related to memberships, you come with them and I'll answer them. That's tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern. Also, I want to also give you a heads up. Sunday evening, this upcoming Sunday, is a very important date. We've got a lot of questions. people asking about the full tribe experience, and we'll certainly talk about that on Sunday. But on Sunday, I'm actually going to continue from this training. And the reason I'm going live again on Sunday is I want to show you again how this begins to fit. And it's a training you do not want to miss, because we're going to also talk about a whole bunch of different examples of different types of membership sites. So mark down Sunday. This is this Sunday. It's 8 p.m. Eastern. Now, I know for our friends over in Europe, that is a time zone that doesn't necessarily work all the time. But we got to give a shout out to our Aussies who are up at the crack of dawn this morning and every live session who have been joining us. So if it's a priority, you'll make it a priority. So make sure you be there Sunday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern. Okay, I'm working through my notes here. Again, also, next one I just want to remind you of, if you have not joined us for one of these live sessions yet, one of the things that we do during these live sessions is we have a super secret segment that happens right at the very end, and it's a reward for you because you're with us live. And so if you stay with us right to the end, it's going to feel like we're going to close out, and you know the closing things will happen and it'll feel like we're done. But don't leave yet, because if you hang around just a few extra seconds, you'll be rewarded with a live super secret segment, and this one you are not going to want to miss. So make sure you hang around for that. All right, now I just have to take a moment and do some celebrating, because my friends, holy cow, has this community been on fire? Like, unbelievable. And I got to give a shout out to, obviously I've already mentioned our Aussies who were up at the crack of dawn this morning joining us live. Can I just give you a high five? Shaboom! For all of the Aussies, thank you. For my New Zealanders, whoop! I remember I was getting messages from our even people in Singapore who were up early, like on that side of the world. I thank you. Thank you for getting up, joining us, and being with us live. Also, all of our Europeans, we got tons of Europeans who are joining us for this. So shout out, you heard me sharing some of the countries, like certainly in the UK and France and Belgium and Portugal and Italy. It's amazing, amazing, amazing. And we've had a ton of South Americans as well. So shout out to our South Americans. And of course, everybody, listen, you are here. Let me know in the comments. I want to know if you have been with us on all three live trainings. Give me a 3 in the comments right now. If you've been with us for all 3 live, let me know in the comments. Give me a 3. I'm still seeing, I see Russia coming in. Catherine, great to see you. Holy cow, look at all you guys. Kaz, Nikki, Sue, Stephanie, Andrea, Jennifer, Gail, Erica, Vanessa, Kat, Teresa. You guys are on fire. This is amazing. Lisa, Karen, Shiva. Oh my gosh, you... Fast and Furious. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Give yourself a big round of applause for joining us for all 3. This is incredible. Incredible, incredible. That is amazing, and I want to congratulate you for that. I want to congratulate you for making that commitment and making it happen. It's incredible, really incredible. You want to know what else is incredible? You want to know what else is incredible? All the people during this free workshop who have already done a founding member launch. It is mind-blowing. It is mind-blowing. And you know what gets me so excited is that there are all kinds of people who have already done founding member launches during this free workshop, like already creating momentum for themselves, already generating sales for themselves during the free workshop. It's unbelievable. And I remember I shared it on the first Q&A. So if you weren't there, then you missed the moment when I was sharing when I had my first sale. And it was a very significant moment. Now, my first sale, it was $7.95. $7.95. But it was a monumental moment because I had worked tirelessly to do all the things to get this ebook. It was an ebook that I was selling. It was called Ideas for Halloween. It's embarrassing now when I think about it, but like, Ideas for Halloween. That was the name of my very first product that I ever created and sold online. And it was an ebook, and I worked tirelessly. I hired a graphic designer. I hired a ghostwriter to help me flesh it out. I did all the web work in Front Page, Microsoft Front Page. Does anybody remember that? Like, Oh my gosh, it was a nightmare. And then, you know, it was all new, learning how to hook up the autoresponders and the shopping cart and the payment gateway, all that stuff. It was all new. And I was struggling. I was trying to figure it out, but I finally got it up. And it makes me laugh when I think about it, because I finally got the product up and ready for sale like a week before Halloween was going to be over. Like, oh my gosh, don't even get me started. But long story short, my brother-in-law was working with me at the time, and he would come into the office, and he was kind of vicariously living through me at that point. And he would say, "Hey, Stu, have you made a sale?" And I was like, "No, not yet, but you know, it's a numbers game. Like, I just have to buy more ads." That's what a mentor of mine was telling me. It's a numbers game. You just got to buy more ads. So I would keep spending more ads. And then he'd come in the next day, "Have you made a sale?" And I'd be, "No, not yet, but you know, it's a numbers game. It's a numbers game, Jack. I just got to buy some more ads." So every day he'd come in, "Have you made a sale?" "No." "Have you made a sale?" "No." "Have you made a sale?" "No." Well, then my girlfriend and I, now wife, Amy, we left to go to an event in Los Angeles. And so we fly down to Los Angeles, we land, and I said to her, I said, "Amy, I got to get up to the room. I got to check my stats. Like, I got to jump on the internet and check my stats." Like, there was going to be this flood of sales that came in while we were on the plane. So anyway, we get up and I log in and I look at the stats, and there it was. My first sale. My first sale, $7.95. I was like, "Yeah!" I said, "Amy, you got to take a picture." I said, "You have to take a picture. This is a monumental moment. Like, when we're on the cover of Inc. magazine, they're going to want this moment, this picture of when we made the first sale." And so she took a picture of me, all cheesy in front of the computer. But I'm telling you, that first sale was monumental, because then in that moment, I realized, like, it's possible. Like, I can do this. And so that first sale was like the domino, the lead domino that put so much in motion. And since that point, I've gone on to literally generate tens of millions of dollars. But none of it would have happened had it not been for that first sale. So I'm telling you, my friends, like, this first sale for all of you, and I'm going to go through a bunch of names here in a minute, for all of you who have made that first sale, like, this is a moment to celebrate. This is a moment to celebrate. Now, here's the ironic part about my first sale story. So years later, at my wedding, my brother-in-law is retelling this story. And he's up in front of everybody, and he's telling them how every day I was working so hard to try to put this all together and to try to make that first sale. And so every day he said he'd come in, "Have I made a sale? No. Have I made a sale? No. Have I made a sale? No." And he then proceeds to tell the audience, he said, "You know, when they left, I realized, like, I was feeling really bad for the guy. Like, he was working so hard and he hadn't made a sale. So I called up a friend of mine that he didn't know. And I said, 'Listen, can you just go to the website and buy his darn ebook?'" And I remember when he said that to me, or like when he was sharing that with the audience, like, my jaw just dropped. And I was like, "What?" And then like, tears started streaming down my face, because he didn't know how significant that first sale was to me, and what that put in motion for me, and what that has then since made possible for me, my family, for our nonprofit, the charity that my wife and I also run. And I was overcome with emotion, because that first sale was so significant and it set so much in motion. And I'm sharing this with you because there's a reason I get fired up. There's a reason I get fired up about, like, this first sale, because I know what that puts in motion for all of us. And so I know some people are, you know, discounting it, like, "Oh, it's only one sale." No. It is a significant moment, and it is absolutely worth celebrating. And so that's why I want to take a moment. I want to acknowledge, this is, by the way, the people that I'm about to mention are all the people just from Tuesday. Just from Tuesday, because on Tuesday, we did a whole acknowledgement of a whole other bunch of people that had already done it too. So these names are just from people of Tuesday. This is Jessica and Yvette and Shirley, Marianne, Tina, Nicola, Bobby, Kelly, Kat, Cheryl, Crystal, Teresa, Sarah, Laura, Dan, Faggy, Trisha, Tara Lynn, Carol, Allison, Renee, Carrie, Jen, Katie, Dana, Joe, Ivy, Gab, Jade, Henna, Holly, and Sean. Congratulations to all of you. Like, boom, high five. This is amazing. And the other crazy part about this, Bobby, I think, posted it last night, Bobby Price. He did a founding member launch. He had people completing a month-long program that he was running. He had about roughly 100 people. He did a founding member launch to them following exactly what we've talked about. And 55 people joined his founding member launch. 55! Like, when I'm talking about you experiencing high conversions from small audiences, this is a perfect example. 55 people out of just over 100 joined his founding member launch. Unbelievable. Bobby, congratulations. Kathleen Roussel. I don't know if you've seen Kathleen's updates. She has been keeping everybody up to speed. 36 plus people, more than $3,000. Unbelievable. Jen Myers already generated $2,700. It's unbelievable. And then I want to take a moment and I just want to acknowledge, I hope she's on, Laura Lee Eldridge. It is Laura Lee's 50th birthday today. Can we just take a moment and just celebrate Laura Lee for her 50th birthday? And in her post in the community, I don't know if you saw it, but she said there's nothing that she would rather be doing right now than working on her business. She just did her founding member launch. She's already welcomed 3 members, which is amazing. Congratulations, Laura Lee. I couldn't think of a better way to celebrate your 50th. And I am super excited for all of you who have got things in motion. My friends, we are cooking. We are cooking. This community is on fire from the 2 sessions that we've done. And oh my goodness, we have got a lot to dig into today. So again, the fun continues. The party continues. If you ever have questions about the schedule for the week events, because we got lots more coming down the pipeline, or what's happening where, all you got to do is go to tribequestions.com/FAQ. tribequestions.com/FAQ. It's all there for you. I'm going to just quickly write it here on the iPad just so you've got it. tribequestions.com/FAQ. So if you have questions about the schedule at any point in time, where we're doing things, what time things are, what date things are, always go to tribequestions.com/FAQ. Also, if you haven't joined us inside the Telegram group, you ought to do that too. I am every single day sharing more tips, more stories, more ideas, more follow-up based on these trainings, because I'm in the group. Like, I am active in the group, watching what the discussions that are happening. And when I know that I have resources that can help you, I'm sharing them in the Telegram group. So if you haven't done so yet, just pull out your phone, go and download the Telegram app, okay? Go and download the Telegram app. And then go to this web address. You ready? MySecretChannel.com. MySecretChannel.com. And you'll see a big green button. You click that button after you've downloaded the Telegram app, and it will add you to our free Telegram channel. And so highly recommend you go and do that, because lots more resources are being shared there as well. Okay, my friends, here's what I want you to do. I want you to honor this time. You've taken the time to be here today, and I'm telling you, it is going to be well worth it. We are going to go fast. There's a lot that I want to cover, a lot that I want to share. We've got the super secret segment at the end, so make sure you hang around, because you're going to want to be there for that. But honor this time. Now, what I want you to do, in fact, let's just do this together, okay? Let's just do this together. Take out your phone right now, wherever you're watching or listening from. Take out your phone, and I want you to do a selfie. I'm going to do a selfie with you, okay? And I want you to, are you doing this? You got your phone out, right? We're all going to do a group selfie. You ready? Group selfie. Okay, now what I want you to do is I want you to share it with me on Instagram, at Stu McLaren. I'm going to be posting mine. I want to see where you are watching from, okay? So make sure you tag me, at Stu McLaren. Share your training session selfie with all of us. Hashtag Tribe2020. Tribe2020. All right. I can't wait to see where you're all watching from. All right. Here's the deal. Today, we're going to go through a ton. You can see I've got a lot of notes I want to take you through. Okay. Lots of things that I want to take you through. So what I want to do is, again, I'm going to emphasize the blueprint that is in the resources button below the video. You'll see the resources button. When you click that, you'll see the blueprint for today. It is meaty. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to focus on the 20% that really matters as we continue through here today. So because what I want to do is I want to, again, bring clarity and focus for you. And so as we go through here today, yes, you'll be able to get my notes. I'm going to be sharing these after when we post the replay. So again, don't worry about the notes. You'll be able to get them afterwards. It's usually within a couple of hours. Once we've downloaded the video, we've transcribed it, we've got it uploaded, and you can search inside the video. The notes will be there as well. Okay, so let's dig into this. Today, again, we're talking about the membership blueprint. Now, when we think about the membership blueprint, it really boils down to five key areas. I'm going to quickly outline them to give you an idea of where we're going right now. First is the foundation strategy. Second is your content strategy. Third is your marketing strategy. Fourth is your retention strategy. And fifth is your growth strategy. Okay, so we're going to go through each of these, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring you clarity around the key core components of each of these. Now, they all play a role in your success with your membership. For example, if you don't pay attention to your foundation strategy, you're going to be building a membership on a very shaky foundation. It's like building on quicksand, where your membership could literally like flop overnight because it's not built because on a solid structure. So that is super important. Your content strategy, this is what drives your membership, right? Like, you've got to have a solid content strategy, because here's the bottom line. It doesn't matter how hard you work to get people in. If your content isn't helping move people along their success path, which is what we talked about yesterday, or helping them make progress in some area of their life, or making things easier or more convenient for them, guess what? They're going to bail. So you got to have that content strategy locked in. Now, the marketing strategy, this is all about, how do you get eyeballs? How do you get people to see your offer? And then not only when they see it, but how do you convert somebody from being interested in what you have to becoming a paying member? That's all in your marketing strategy. Then your retention strategy is all about keeping people happy. I want you to write this down in your notes. The money in memberships is made in keeping people happy. If they are happy, they are paying. If they are paying, you will continue to see the profitability of that membership site soar. The longer they stay a paying member, the more profitable your membership becomes. Your goal, my goal, is to keep people happy and paying. Now, what I can tell you is there's a whole bunch of different retention strategies that work together to increase people's happiness, to help them make more progress, and therefore boost the retention rate sky high. But I can tell you that even seasoned pros who think, because they're good at marketing, They're good at getting people in. They think they've got it figured out, but what they're finding is that they've got a high turnover. People aren't staying for, you know, years. They're staying for just a couple of months. And I will tell you that in our community, in the tribe community, people don't stay for months. They stay for years. What's the difference? This right here, my friend. This right here. This is an area you absolutely want to pay attention to, because this will dramatically improve your bottom line. Then, of course, there's the growth strategy. So this is what happens when you get to a point where now your membership, you've got, you know, several hundred members, perhaps even 1,000 members, and there's a whole bunch of tribers that have just crossed a major milestone. Shout out to Christy Hawkins, who just crossed a major milestone, now has more than 1,000 members in her community. Casey Hope, shout out to Casey, who's now got more than 1,000 members in her community. Amazing, ladies. That's a major milestone. Now is when you start to shift gears. Now is when you start to really double down and focus on your growth strategy, and we'll dig into that as well. Okay, so let's dig into this, starting with our foundation strategy. All right, so when we're talking about the foundation strategy, we covered some of this during the first session. Specifically, we talked about the type of membership model. Now, I'm gonna ask a pop quiz in the comments. Let me know, what type of membership model do you think you might use? Let me know in the comments right now. Maddox, I saw your comment. You said, I don't see a resource button. Hit refresh, buddy. Hit refresh. You'll start to see it. Okay, I see coaching, UPS, community, combo, project of the month, publisher, combo, bunch of combos. Awesome. Subscription box, combo, community, module. Great. Coaching, publisher. Guys, you're on it. Community, drip, combo, publisher, subscription box. Combined, publisher, community, coaching, got it. You guys are on it. I love it, I love it, I love it. Okay, great, awesome. Now, here's the reason that's important. If you're not clear on the membership model, then what's going to happen is it's going to create a lot of questions later on, particularly as soon as you get into content. So you got to get clear on the membership model right away. The second thing, and if you haven't, by the way, if you're not clear on it, I definitely want you to go back and watch the first session that we did, session number one, because this is where obviously we dove deep. We talked about the different types of membership models, and we broke them down, and we talked about why people join a membership. And remember, like I was telling, I was sharing with you like the three home run indicators. Actually, let me give you a pop quiz. Does anybody remember the three home run indicators of that would indicate that you're in a market that is a home run for a membership? Does anybody remember? Number one, number one, home run indicator. Does anybody remember? Ongoing problem. Jen, well done. Ongoing problem. Number two, does anybody remember? Somebody just said it there. Skill, yeah. A new skill. And then last one. Who's got the last one? Convenience. I saw that. I think that was Shelly. Well done. Will you create convenience? Now these are your home run indicators. Home run indicators. Meaning if you're in a market where you are helping people solve an ongoing problem, like, you know, a dog that, you know, is out of control. You don't go from a dog that's out of control to a perfect puppy like that, right? So that's an ongoing problem. Weight loss is another ongoing problem. Poor relationship, another ongoing problem. If you're in a market where you're helping people solve an ongoing problem, home run. That's a home run. Next home run indicator is if you're teaching people a new skill, right? Whether it's teaching people jujitsu, teaching people how to paint, teaching people an instrument, teaching people how to grow a business, how to grow a better practice, whether it be a dental practice, whether it be a how to be a better clinician, whatever it might be, teaching people how to be a medium. We have all kinds of, like one of my favorite stories from last year is a woman, her name is Holly George. You know, she launched a membership. You're going to love this. Holly George launched a membership last year. She welcomed 400 members during her very first launch, okay? Generating $6,000 a month, over $6,000 a month, in a market where she's teaching people how to become a balloon artist. Like, you know what I'm talking about, right? Like making like balloon animals and all kinds of cool things with balloons. Yeah, over 400 members, over $6,000 a month. Now, over the course of the year, she's continued to grow that membership. She's now over $7,000 a month. And I love the name of her membership. The name of her membership is The Twisterhood, right? So incredible. Now, the amazing part about Holly's story is that she was sharing with us that, you know, her husband's in the Air Force. And so for the most part, like she's at home with her young kids on a, you know, pretty much all the time. And so she was just saying like, what a godsend that the membership has been for her, because it's allowed her to be able to earn as much, if not more, than her husband every month, and still be able to, you know, spend time with the kids. So she works on her membership a couple hours a day, and then she is right off, and then she gets to spend the rest of the time with her kids. And so it's a perfect fit. But this is teaching somebody a new skill, right? Teaching people a new skill. Now, the other one is the convenience. This is where you're making people's lives easier. Making people's lives easier. And so I'm telling you, my friends, there is a huge demand for this, because people, they are more than willing to pay if you can save them time. And there are so many examples of this from the teacher memberships like that Anna DiGilio and Patty Palmer and so many others have, where they are providing lesson plans for other teachers, saving them a ton of time, or to the memberships that have popped up in the last several weeks, whether it's Jennifer Chamberlain, whether it's Casey Hope, so many others who are providing essentially lesson plans for parents, right? Lesson plans for parents who have been thrust into becoming homeschooling teachers because of the whole thing that's happened. And so, again, making life easier for people where they don't have to do the thinking. Another great example of that was Andrew Krauts over in Australia, who's got a membership site, high-end membership, $350 a month, providing Facebook ad templates for real estate agents, right? So again, making their life so much easier. That's in the convenience bucket. So it's really, really important to get clear on this, and because it is really gonna set the stage for what you're gonna be doing moving forward. That's why we spent a whole chunk of time on it. But underneath the foundation strategy are also things like the understanding why people join. And we talked through that, and then also pricing models. Because there are many different types of pricing models. There are, you know, monthly, there's quarterly, there's annual, there is, you know, a low dollar trial that kicks into a monthly, there's a high up front and then into a lower monthly. Like, there's all different types of pricing models. And again, we can overcomplicate this, we can, you know, over-engineer this, but what's important is to make it simple in the beginning. Like, what's gonna be easiest for you to get started with? That's what I highly wanna recommend. You can always change things. My rule of thumb when it comes to pricing, my rule of thumb is to start low. Start low. Always start lower than you think. Here's why. You know, if we start too high with our price, what's going to happen if we realize, oh my goodness, like the membership's a little bit too high, I need to lower the price. So in our minds, we think, oh, okay, well, our members are going to love it because they're going to be able to get the same thing but for a cheaper price. Here's what I can tell you what happens from experience. The members actually don't jump up and down for happiness because now they get to pay a lower price. They actually get annoyed and frustrated and sometimes angry because they say to themselves, well, wait a minute. You mean I've been overpaying this whole time?